Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas says it's sending a delegation to Egypt as soon as possible to continue talks on the latest sign of progress and the fragile ceasefire process. Group Supreme Leader Ismail Haniyeh said that Thursday he had spoken to Egypt's intelligence chief, and Hamas negotiators would travel to Cairo to complete the ongoing discussions with the aim of working toward an agreement. But chances are that for a deal are entangled with the question of whether Israel can accept an end to the war without reaching its stated goal of destroying Hamas. The stakes in the ceasefire negotiations remain clear in a new UN report that said if the war in Gaza stops today, it will still take until 2040 to rebuild. A top UN official says a hard-hit northern Gaza is now in full-blown famine after more than 6 months of war between Israel and Hamas and severe Israeli restrictions on food deliveries to the Palestinian territory. Cindy McCain, the American director of the UN World Food Program, is the most prominent international official so far to declare that trapped civilians in the most cut-off part of Gaza had gone over the brink into famine. She says a ceasefire and a greatly increased flow of aid through land and sea routes is essential to confronting the growing humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, home to 2.3 million people. McCain spoke to NBC's Meet the Press in an interview to air on Sunday. Ukrainian energy workers are struggling to repair the damage from intensifying airstrikes aimed at pulverizing Ukraine's energy grid. They worry they will lose a race to prepare for winter unless allies come up with air defense systems to stop Russian missiles from reaching their targets. At one plant that was damaged last week, manager says that there is one